WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, giving you the wake-up call today as we look for the sunshine, but we may not get a lot of it today, it looks like, after at least the fog is out of here. We have some cloudy skies, 61 degrees at 7 o'clock. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech and Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tornadoes are possible as Tropical Storm Debbie moves up the East Coast. One possible twister hit near Rocky Mount, North Carolina last night. Erica Bilton says she felt one in South Carolina, where Debbie made a second landfall overnight.
We heard it coming. It sounded like a train. Yeah, it was wild. Craziest thing I've ever been through.
Heavy rain and flooding from Georgia to Vermont into the weekend. On the presidential campaign trail, the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are targeting swing states. They were in Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday and being followed around by Republican VP candidate J.D. Vance.
The race for the White House in full swing, with both campaigns battling to win the Midwest. Air Force Two and J.D. Vance's campaign plane meeting on the tarmac.
I just wanted to check out my future plane.
Holding dueling rallies in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
ABC Selena Wang. The government's weekly jobless claims report is due out this morning. Analysts say more claims could mean the economy is weakening. This is ABC News. Today marks 1 year since wildfires tore across Maui. The island's mayor tells ABC News homes are being rebuilt sooner than many in the community had expected.
1 year later, Maui Mayor Richard Bisson is reflecting on how far his island has come since this time last year and the help that poured in.
Over 70 countries came through with donations and support for us. I mean, that's amazing.
Homes are beginning to rise again from the ashes. There are new signs of life in Lahaina.
The recovery is coming along so much quicker than anticipated.
While it's been a long year, his teams thought it would take much longer to begin rebuilding.
We told everyone 2 to 3 years, you'll get your first building permit.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Delta passengers have filed a class action lawsuit claiming the airline refused to offer full refunds on flight delays or cancellations during last month's global computer outage. Travelers say Delta paid partial refunds only if they signed waivers against pursuing further legal claims. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 76, a slight chance of a light shower around midday today, and south winds 5 to 10 increasing a bit this afternoon. Partly cloudy to clear and a low of 51 for tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and fall-like, a high of 71. Friday night, partly cloudy and crisp and a low of 49. Saturday, a high of 73. So the forecast is pretty good for tomorrow's Walk with Grace. I might have to get my ear flaps out, though. It's going to be chilly Friday night, 49 for a low. Right now, we're at 61 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, "Where to?" She said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll on WRCO taking a ride in the Chevrolet. It is 9 minutes after seven. What do Hank and I both have in common? Well, not much, except that we both drove Pontiacs to get here today. How about that? And they haven't made Pontiacs for, let me see, about, 10, 15 years? 15, maybe. Yep. Still has a CD player.
Got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching the fireflies in a jar.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Thought it was forever. I thought it would last. Gotta try to make it a page of my past. You didn't even say goodbye when you slammed that door. Now I'm lying here alone in what once was our bed, trying to forget all the cruel words you said. While the radio was playing what once was our favorite song. Oh, enough is enough, I won't take any more. I'm picking myself up off the floor. Cause you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. Clothes that I own and take it to the streets. I won't be lonely for long. Gonna put on my best moves on every single woman I see. Now you thought you could break me, add me to your list, notch me on your gun. Let me tell you this, I got news for you, baby. I don't break that easily. Cause you can't keep a good man down. Hanging with my friends.
me smiling again. I'm taking some time to erase you from my memory. Don't write many letters, don't call me on the phone, don't knock on my door, cause to you I'm not at home. You know there's a woman out there for a man like me. Cause you can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down. Oh no. Can't keep a good man down. Baby. Can't keep a good man down.
You can't keep a good man down. Some things to celebrate today. It's International Cat Day. All right, so we'll celebrate with our cat, Annie. Annie's doing pretty well. I think she misses Squirt because she used to like to really pick on him because she was, like, bigger than he was. Let's see, what else? National Frozen Custard Day. That sounds good to me. It's also Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. I don't know who started that, but a lot of times zucchini are quite plentiful. And I don't think ours did as well this year. I think some of it was that part of the garden kind of flooded at one point. But celebrate National Zucchini Day, zucchini bread, or even I like fried zucchini. Just chop it up and throw it in a pan with some butter. There you go. Also, today is a Day to Create Day and National Whataburger Day. Whataburger. I don't know that I've ever been to that franchise. I'm pretty sure that I have not. I'm sure Hank has. He's hit pretty much all the fast food places over the years. We'll check in with him in just a little bit here on our get-together from WRCO and WRCE.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family first.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTrue front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTrue, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Adorable AKC registered short-haired pointer puppies are available. 6 weeks old, all liver color, great with kids and other dogs. Dad is a top-notch pheasant hunter. Just $800 each. Located in Highland, Wisconsin. Call 608-739-2950 for more information.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Riding the range.
How you doing, buddy?
Riding in on your Pontiac. I said you and I have that in common. We both drove a Pontiac today.
Yeah, they both look like the same on the inside.
Pretty much.
Yep. Passenger seat only, or driver's seat only.
I've done a little better.
Have you?
Because we had to use it a couple times where June had to ride with me.
Ooh.
So I'm not used to having a passenger. So I actually
Did she pick up the soy sauce off the floor?
No, there wasn't any soy sauce, but there might have been a few other things.
Yes.
And then
I bet she was proud of you, Phil.
Then I used the cup holders as change holders.
Yes.
You know, and that kind of fills up. She's like, when are you going to cash that change in? I don't know. Some of it's kind of sticky. I think.
Put it in the dishwasher.
That's a good idea. Yeah, right.
Dishwasher,
so. Yeah. Well, otherwise, today is Whataburger Day. Have you ever eaten at a Whataburger?
Yep, long time ago.
Have you?
No.
I don't think I ever have.
Yeah. It's Whataburger.
It's Whataburger.
It's a Whataburger.
Yeah. There was one, and in fact, I think it went out of business. It's where Steak and Lube used to be in Middleton, but there was a Point Burger there. Mm. Only ate there once, but you choose your burger, so even you could do turkey or you could do mushroom, portobello mushroom, or whatever, or a regular burger, whatever. But then there's a regular, like you put all the toppings you want. So they give you the burger, then you go through and then you just, if you want to put 15 onions on there, you put
That's kind of like what the Fuddruckers were.
I've never been there either. Yeah, is that good?
They were, yeah, well, but they're very pricey.
Pricey, okay.
They were, because I don't think they're in business anymore.
Really? I don't know.
I know the one in Arkansas closed, so.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You're kind of a connoisseur of fast food places there, Hank.
Burgers.
Burgers. Okay.
Love burgers.
Uh-huh.
I would rather have a hamburger than a steak. I know that sounds dumb, but.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I've mentioned that too. And my problem is that I grew up on the farm and I was spoiled. And maybe it's just because I'm my youth, but I've never had a steak as good as what we used to have back in the day.
And you know what? You won't.
Probably not.
Because you won't.
So that's why I don't usually order one.
I will tell you this. If you're looking to try to beat that, go to the Richland Locker.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Just trying to help.
And some of it's probably the way I cook, too. I don't cook real well. It's usually, you know.
Would you like for me to cook you a steak?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Yeah. I had a complaint. Not really a complaint, but kind of a somebody was giving me a little input about you last night. So I was at the Walk with Grace Captain Survivor Night, and they said, well, they were looking up and reading up all about us on Facebook, and they said, is that Henry? Is that an older picture of Henry? And I said, I think so. They said they didn't realize he was that young, and I said, yeah, I think that was just after his senior year. Maybe it was his senior picture. I don't know. That's a young picture of Hank, I believe.
Do you think it is?
I think so, yeah.
Who was giving me the business?
Oh, I don't know. Just a listener. She just said that. She said, he's not that young, is he? I said, I think that's an old picture. Yeah.
Well, aren't all pictures old, though?
Well, I've noticed, you know, some people's profile pictures are from a few years ago.
Aren't your in yours?
No, I don't think so. It's,
or did you get
it's
an
some,
update?
It's some, well, it's some shot for me here in the radio station. It's probably 3 or 4 years old. But
see,
I
that's an old picture.
But I still had gray hair, so it doesn't make much difference, right?
Well, so how would she know that my picture was old?
I guess you looked young. Not what
I
she
still
expected.
Don't look young.
I think you sound older than the picture. Maybe that's it.
I have a radio face.
Yeah, well, exactly. Me too. In the perfect business.
Adam did a great job of dolling me up with that photo.
Oh, you were photoshopped?
Yeah, for you.
Oh, I see. Made you look younger and slimmer and everything else. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, thank you, Adam. Did you see today's Throwback Thursday?
Oh, I did. Yes, yeah, I did.
There are two dummies on there.
Yeah, exactly. Adam Hess and
his dummy.
His friend.
His friend.
He must have had aspirations of being a ventriloquist.
Yeah, I know.
I always did, too. I always, you know, but...
I think it's a... You look at some of these ventriloquists today, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
It is... They do a really good job.
I know.
And the jokes that they tell is...
Funny stuff.
And it's kind of neat because I talk to myself all the time. I just don't have a friend with me.
And then if you... Yeah, exactly. And then if you go back many years, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy...
Yes.
And it's... probably unfathomable for people these days to think how would that go on radio? Mm-hmm. Because he had his own radio show and the people laughed and thought it was so funny, but they knew it was him and his ventriloquist, but right. It was theater of the mind, you know.
And it's great.
And it worked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And today is Jeff Dunham.
Yes, Jeff Dunham.
Oh my
funny
goodness,
funny stuff.
Is that guy, man? Well, his dummies are funny.
Right, exactly. Oh,
but,
yeah.
But some of the facial expressions that they do with just Jeff Dunham is crazy. I mean, it's just because you can actually, because sometimes people get mad at the dummy.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen that where the ventriloquist and his buddy is sitting there talking to people in the crowd, and the crowd gets mad at the dummy? It's like.
Oh. One time many years ago, I got called up on stage. And this comedian, and I got called up because I was laughing really, like my mouth was wide open, and I don't know. But anyway, they chose
like usual.
Like usual. And that was part of his shtick. I sat on a stool by him, and then I was his ventriloquist.
Oh, and
he'd move my mouth, you know, and the crowd got a good kick out of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, a lot of it was at my expense, though.
Yeah.
So.
That's fine.
Yeah,
he probably knew you could take it.
Yeah, I could take it.
Yeah,
yep.
That's funny, though.
Yep. And then the intermission, I go out to the bathroom. Everybody's like, hey, there's a ventriloquist guy.
There's a dummy.
There's a dummy. Yeah.
There's a lady that does it now that does one of those. It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, unbelievable feats for today, Philip.
Really?
World records.
Talking about your feet?
Well, have you ever seen my feet?
Your unbelievable feet.
That would be a world record if you saw my feet. You know the toenails actually curl around your toes when they get that long?
You're not supposed to let them get that long, I don't think.
Really?
Probably helps you, though, when you run around your bare feet. You got more traction.
But the thing with it helps. I thought it was a stow tubber stopper.
Oh, that's true. Oh, that boy. He needs some help.
I have to get a chainsaw out of
the
cut.
Exactly. Like Dumb and Dumber when they get the grinder out. And yeah.
You tell me there's a chance.
Yep.
All right. Idaho, Philip, largest straw bale maize record. Idaho, also known for potatoes.
Largest straw bale.
Okay. Largest straw bale.
Bale.
Maize record.
Okay.
All right. Known for its potatoes and other farms, a fall getaway in Idaho isn't complete without a straw maize.
Hmm.
But hey, Why do a typical maze when you can do a massive one? In Rupert, Idaho, Garden Sense created the Mega Maze and beat the world record of the biggest straw bale maze ever. They used 3,202 bales of straw, and the maze measured 1.6 miles long.
Oh, boy.
Don't miss this must-see family travel destinations.
I'd get lost in that, that's yes. for sure. Of course, corn mazes are coming into play, yes. too. And a familiar figure is one of the favorites this year, Snoopy. More than 80 farms in the U.S. and Canada have teamed up with the Peanuts Worldwide to create Peanuts-themed mazes spanning 35 states, celebrating 75 years
wow.
the Good. Charlie Brown gang. So that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, he's still playing football, isn't he?
He's trying to. Lucy never lets him kick the ball.
Never lets him kick the ball.
Yeah. I think I'd have been, if I was Charlie Brown, I'd have gotten kind of mad. You know,
yeah.
Every time she
yeah.
pulls the football out.
Oh, yeah.
I'd make her try to kick
but
the
after
ball.
The second time, I would have just beat her down.
Oh, yeah. Well.
You're done. You're done, Lucy. I'm done with
you're
you.
You're done.
Mom might have told you to stop playing with your bubble gum, but Chad Fell from Alabama never listened. Instead, he kept practicing and eventually blew the biggest pink bubble ever, coming in at 50.8 inches or 20 inches for or 20 inches.
Really?
Round.
Crazy.
At Double Springs High School in Winston-Cali, Alabama, he did pull it off. Simple as just three mere pieces of double bubble gum.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy? 20-inch, that is huge.
Three pieces.
And
wow.
And I'm not a big double bubble guy. I think they lose their flavor really fast.
Really fast.
Yes.
30 seconds.
Yeah. Arkansas is known for the greatest number of layers in a layer cake. For your daughter's birthday or just because it's Friday, you need sugar. Baking a layered sheet cake is the easiest way to whip up a baked goodie. But if you're going to be a record holder, you have to think bigger than the two circle pans and a thumb frosting in between. In Arkansas, a talented baker, Jane Perini, pulled off 230 layers.
Wow.
At a Springdale Country Club. Wonder how many people got a slice of that cake, Phil.
I don't know. That's yeah. a big cake.
All right.
It seems like it would have kind of crusted itself down, though. It would have been, you know, it would have been pretty heavy. Like it would have been just a big mess at the end.
Probably. Oh. What's Wisconsin known for?
Well, dairy, cheese.
Largest scoop of ice cream.
Largest scoop of ice cream.
Though known for cheese more than ice cream, it does take milk to make both, and Kemp's and Cedarburg took it literally when they sought to create the biggest scoop ever. It came in at 3,010 pounds, 5'6" tall, and 6'2" wide.
Mm.
And what was the flavor?
Probably vanilla.
Strawberry? Yes.
Yeah, which I guess is everybody, that's like number one flavor, which I don't get that.
You know what I found out? That's really, really not healthy for you. But you take vanilla ice cream.
All right.
You put bananas in it.
Yes.
Okay. Then you put peanuts in it.
Salted.
Yes.
They got to be salted. Don't put peanuts in it if they're not salted.
All right. And then you put chocolate syrup on it.
Oh. Do you blend it together? Or?
Oh, God. You just it's like, put it in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just mix. Oh, it's just. Mm.
Yeah, microwave and ice cream.
I mean, I wouldn't know this.
You wouldn't know that.
No, I read that.
You've heard about it. You ought to have a Henry Braise cookbook. There you go. what do you call that? Henry's Banana Surprise?
The Salted Surprise.
Oh, okay. We were talking the other day, too. The banana split's kind of a lost art.
Oh, well,
you don't
it's
get
almost
those
like a banana split, though.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, you can still get them.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's not just, I don't know, people don't look at it as a number one treat anymore. That used to be the treat.
Yeah, Sundays on Sunday.
There you are. All
so
right.
Anyway, buddy, and don't forget Walk with Grace tomorrow.
Yes, we're getting ready.
Yeah, we're getting ready. So weather's going to be beautiful out. Well,
take a jacket.
Yeah, it's still going to be beautiful.
It's going to be beautiful.
So anyway, buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Craving of something delicious? Head over to Richland Locker, where they've got unbeatable deals just for you. Sink your teeth into tender baby back ribs at just $3.48 per pound, perfect for your next barbecue. In their deli, the Locker is offering you Singer's hard salami for $8.98 per pound and creamy Colby Jack cheese for only $4.98 per pound. And don't miss out. Oktoberfest beers are starting to arrive. Richland Locker, where quality meets savings. Visit them today.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
This day in history, here are a few iconic moments. 1876, Thomas Edison received a patent for his electric pen, the forerunner of the mimeograph machine. We still use one here at WRCO. Also, 1963, Britain's great train robbery took place as thieves made off with 2.6 million pounds in banknotes. 1969, photographer Ian McMillan took the iconic photo of the Beatles that would appear on the cover of their album, Abbey Road. And since that time, many tourists try to recreate that photo and not get hit by a car while they're doing that. Also in 1988, Chicago's Wrigley Field hosted its first ever night baseball game. The contest between the Cubs and the Phillies would be rained out in the fourth, but they had the lights on. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to The Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At The Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Nicole Isney, who is 12, from Grandma Shear. Hope you have a good day. From Uncle Ron and Aunt Jackie. Also today from cousins John, Jack, and James. From Mom and Dad, Gabby, Kimmy, and Kirsten. Also Donovan, Samantha, Thomas, and Grant. And adopted Uncle Tom, saying happy birthday, Nicole. Wishes to Casey Pomering, who turns 18 today, from Mom, Dad, Alan, Molly, and Jimmy. Have a great day, Casey. Also to Levi Heiss from Ash Creek United Methodist Church, and greetings from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Charlie Johnson, Heather Rux, and Gail Snowden, and Darcy Campbell as well. Wishes to Vicki Lind from Sacred Heart Parish, Jeremiah Ruskamp from Grandpa and Grandma Hying. Roger Heisel, happy birthday from Diane, Travis, Rebecca, Beckham, AZ, and Devin, and Megan, and Cody, and Nolan. Have a great day, Roger. Birthday greetings to the oldest member of the Ewing Brotherhood. That would be Monty Ewing from the Ewing Brotherhood. Happy birthday today.
Happy 75th birthday to loving husband Charlie Johnson from Sandra Kay. Happy wishes on the 8th of August to Brian Perkins from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Have a great day, Johnny Wanaki and Tara Jero from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Montana Scott from residents and staff of Schmidtwithen Hills. Happy birthday today to Jarek Pelican, to Elizabeth Green and Ellie Wirtz, Sullivan McCarthy, Betty Krapser, Brian Perkins, and Janessa Ryan Nato. Also, happy anniversary to Tom and Jane Williams, who celebrate today. Also, we have received word, and how did I miss this? I didn't know that it was Rod Reitz's birthday. You must be keeping it under wraps, but this note just handed to me. Happy birthday to Rod Reitz from Paul and the Girls. Happy anniversary to Mary Jane Vandenberg from husband Frank. Happy anniversary wishes. Bloom City Town Crier saluting Laura Selgeby. Happy birthday today. Also, happy anniversary to David and Kathy Umbehan and Tom and Jane Williams. Happy anniversary wishes to Debbie and Dennis Sandmeyer from Jay and Linda. Also, to Dion and Cora Puzan from Sacred Heart Parish. And to David and Kathy Umbehan from Ash Creek United Methodist Church.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
Joanne is in with the news in just a little bit here today. Thanks for joining us for our morning get-together.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what pain I've got, it must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want is you. Look what I'm going through, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love.
must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love.
Alan Jackson on WRCO. Good morning from the center. Coming up next, our news update.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 62 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Partly to mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a light shower around midday, a high of 76. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear with a low of 51. In Richland Center, it is a cloudy 62 degrees.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. With news from the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Center City Council met Tuesday night. Here's Michael Hernan with the story.
The City of Richland Center is committed to attracting and retaining qualified personnel to support the city's operations and service delivery. To achieve this goal, the city will utilize a portion of its allocation from the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, to implement a one-time hiring and retention bonus program. The City of Richland Center believes this ARPA-funded hiring and retention bonus program represents a strategic investment in its workforce. By attracting and retaining a qualified personnel, the city can ensure the continued delivery of essential services to the community. For hiring bonus, new hires in regular full-time positions starting after August 1st, 2024 are eligible. A bonus amount will be paid as determined by the city administrator, and any bonus awarded to an eligible employee is contingent upon successful completion of their probationary period and maintaining continuous employment in a bonus-eligible position for a minimum of 24 months. Failure to meet either of these conditions will require full repayment of the bonus. For retention bonus, current regular full-time employees in departments currently experiencing position vacancies for 3 months or more are eligible, and a one-time bonus to be determined by the city administrator will be paid during regular payroll processing during the month of August 2024. The program will be funded through a designated allocation of $45,000 from the city's ARPA funds. The council approved by a 6-1 vote. Ron Fruit, Karen Tepley, Tom McCarthy, Melanie Walters, Steve Downs, and Ryan Cairns all voted aye. The only no was Kevin Melby. The council unanimously passed several items. One was the landfill leachate line jetting and videoing services from Public Works to contract with Speedy Clean for line jetting and videoing at the landfill at a cost not to exceed $7,500. Another was the 8th Street project expansion from North Park Street between 8th and 9th Street to replace the cemetery driveway apron, all remaining blacktop and all curb and gutter on North Park Street between 8th and 9th Street at a cost not to exceed $20,000. The Richland Center City Council also approved the purchase of a 2025 Dodge Durango Pursuit from Philback Ford in the amount of $41,550.50, plus the cost of equipment and installation not to exceed $66,000 for the Richland Center Police Department, and to use up to $6,500 for unallocated contingency for squad repairs. The council also approved a temporary alcohol beverage license for St. Mary's Parish Festival on September 14th, a request for Land Division at 27105 Maple Ridge Lane, and the codification update and determination of next steps. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
A local construction project and the Richland Hospital and Clinics are benefiting from collaboration. Fill materials from the 8th Street Road project will be moved to the Richland Hospital and Clinics 40-acre parcel. Beginning this week and into next, G-Pro Excavating, LLC of Montfort, will move 3,500 cubic yards of fill material from their road project on 8th Street in Richland Center to the 40-acre parcel owned by the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Area residents may recall that TRHC purchased the parcel along Highway 14 just outside of Richland Center city limits as the location for a new hospital facility. In November of 2023, TRHC Board of Directors decided to pause that project with intentions to build a new facility on the parcel in the next 8 to 10 years. When a new facility build becomes financially feasible for TRHC, it is estimated that contractors will need 35,000 cubic yards of fill material for the site. The fill being hauled this month by G-Pro Excavating is about 10% of the anticipated need. Soil testing has been performed on the fill from the 8th Street project, and reports are favorable. In addition to delivering fill to the Richland Hospital and Clinic site, contractors will install silt fence and plant a cover crop. As evidenced by the project underway this week, TRHC continues to work with the City of Richland Center to prepare the site for development with the understanding that groundbreaking is years in the future. Information is being sought on a submerged car. The Richland County Sheriff's Office is investigating the recovery of a red Pontiac Grand Prix from the Wisconsin River near the Lone Rock Bridge, which straddles the Sauk-Richland-Iowa County lines. The vehicle, a late 1980s model, is believed to have been submerged in the river from the late 1980s to early 1990s. On Wednesday, the Sauk County Sheriff's Dark Drive team, with help from Wagner's Auto Service, successfully retrieved the car from the river. Authorities are seeking any information on how the vehicle ended up in the river. If you have any details about this case, please contact the Richland County Sheriff's Office at 608-647-2106, referencing case number R243134. For anonymous tips, call Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE. That's 647-2583, or submit a web tip via the P3 tip app. Little Britches continues to be a popular event at the Richland County Fair. It is a show of little people of little animals. The 43rd annual Little Britches Showmanship Contest will be held at the Richland County Fair Sunday, September 8th at 11 o'clock in the show barn. Little Britches is open to all youth with a minimum age of 3 up to a maximum age of 8 or second grade as of January 1st, 2024, who would not be eligible for regular 4-H membership. All animals shown in the Little Britches show must comply with the animal health requirements and identifications for its respective species listed in the Richland County Fair Premium Book, located on the Richland County Fair website at fair.co.richland.wi.us. The animal must be born on or after March 1, 2024, and includes dairy and livestock animals such as dairy, calf, goat, lamb, rabbits, and poultry. All animals must be on a lead line. Animals being brought onto the fairgrounds on Sunday, September 8th, must have a vet check-in sheet, which can be obtained from the Richland County Fair Office or the Richland County Extension Office. Animals brought in on Sunday will be vet checked. A copy of the requirements may also be obtained from the Richland County Extension Office. Those wishing to participate in the Little Britches Show Sunday, September 8th at the Richland County Fair must sign up by calling the Extension Richland County Office at 608-647-6148 by August 30th. The Red Cross is working with hospitals around the clock to meet the blood needs of patients, but can't do it alone. A blood drive will be held today from 11:30 to 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet GMC in Baraboo. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Thursday, August 8th. Catherine Schmitz, 92 of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center today from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Killian's Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Catherine Schmitz, 92 of Bear Valley, Sauk City. Sally K. Crabb, 78 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly last Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society. Sally K. Crabb, 78 of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91 of Madison, died last Thursday at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place Sunday at 3 at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Elaine Gard, 91 of Madison. Cindy Brown, 76 of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to the Five Points Lutheran Church Cemetery Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family of Cindy Brown, 76 of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92 of Spring Green, died July 27th at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 4 to 7 with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for John W. Jack Johnson, 92 of Spring Green. June Lasicki, 75 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 16th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Thursday, August 15th from 4 until 7, and again Friday, August 16th from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lassicky, 75 of Richland Center. Charles R. Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday, August 17th from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R. Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed Seed and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.1.